We brought together people who were activists and interested in social change and, in particular, social justice issues in Terre Haute. And the obvious suspects for that were people involved with the NAACP, and they have a local branch. And then we had the Amnesty International chapter here in town. So here we have, right in the midst of this town, these two little organizations that are major world-class organizations, but we have members in town. And so it was easy just to say, hey, let's get together, have a sort of coalition effort. Now, here's Eva Kaur in town. She has a tattoo on her arm, and everybody knows what that is, being in a concentration camp, being a child tortured and part of experiments. It's a horrendous story, but a beautiful story because she survives the story. And then she grows and becomes comfortable telling things about that horrid past, and then develops that forgiveness message. That is unbelievable, isn't it? So that puts Eva Kaur high among all the others. Well, we came together and supported each other in our work. We said, what are you doing? And let's have a big day, like a human rights day.
When did you first have your first human rights day, Terre Haute?
16 years ago. And our partners have made it work. So yeah, we've had some great people. Southern Poverty Law Center sent people here, no charge. The ACLU, of course, is working for civil liberties, and they've often come and given us speakers. So getting speakers has not been a problem. Most of them, we've had them come for free or a plane ticket because they believe in the cause. Mm. Let me say something about our program, just to give you an idea of what we try to do. I had a few ideas that I pitched in there, just from experience that I learned from my mentors and former professors and activists that I was lucky to meet and learn from. And I was able to harvest a few of those good ideas and share them. One of those ideas was this program should never get bogged down with professors and educators.
Academics.
Even though we're academically oriented and it's educational, that group is deadly. They'll put us all to sleep, paralyze us, and we'll get nothing done.
Well, and it doesn't come from real experience.
That's it. You got it. And that's perfectly put. So we bring together people in the real world that are doing things, because our task is to bend what works, pragmatism, to what ought to be. And those people out there that are in the struggle, they're trying to make a better world. They're out there really working for it. We're the teachers, we share knowledge, and occasionally we come across something, but we're not doing the heavy lifting the same way those activists are. So that's important. So that's one gem I brought from mentors that I shared with the committee, and they grabbed on right away. The second gem was, let's don't have it just talk, talk, talk. I'm doing that now. No good. Doesn't work. I'll put your audience to sleep. They hear me for 55 minutes. I know. I taught for 40-some years. So we bring together art, music, theater. That works. Then we've got a program that will reach people, you see. So make sure it's integrated arts are part of it. So there's no limit what people can do. We'll build an audience. We'll be there. We'll see that it gets a chance.